Jesus. Lord God, I love thee.
Amen.
I've got reason to shout unto thee today. For I love thee with all of my heart, my soul, and my mind. You may be seated in the very presence of our Lord Jesus. My Jesus, I love thee. I love thee, for I know that thou art mine. All glory to the precious Lord Jesus. If ever I love thee, 'tis now. Now and forever I love thee. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Church, when we take a hold of the fact that at the very mention of the name of Jesus, there is power. Power from on high. Power over darkness. Power over the voice of the enemy. When we take a hold of the name of Jesus, of all of our love, we will give freely unto him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let us go to the Lord once again in prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. Now, Lord God, as we open up thy word, Lord God, we ask that you might speak to us. Let our ears, let our heart, let our mind be attuned to what you have to say to each of us today by the power of your word. This we ask and we pray in the precious name of Jesus, and all the church says, amen.
Amen.
Church, here on this day of coming to the Lord's table, we come before the Lord God Almighty in remembrance of what he accomplished. What the Lord Jesus has provided unto you and I, both in this life, in his life, and his death upon the cross. I've titled today's teaching, The Love of Christ for You. He is the sacrifice of God. Turn with me, if you will, to the scripture of Isaiah 53. As we go to the Word of God, I ask this question today, church. Have you ever given thought as to why we so often we speak of the magnitude of God's love offered to you and I? For many of you, you may be able to recall back to your young ages as a youth. Here on this day of our celebrating the Lord's table, you will be able to recall that when you were taught from Scripture, you were taught that Jesus died upon the cross, just as the timeless hymn of old has declared, "Thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree." You have been taught he took upon himself, he bore the weight of the sins of mankind. Church, you were ingrained with the truth. How many of you can remember the day you were ingrained with the truth that he died and he rose again? And all blessed be his holy name, that he ascended then unto the Father, to the right hand of the Father, where he sits, making intercession for you and I. We have been taught, church, from the very first days of our experiences as a child of God, the Word of God speaks that it is by his shed blood that we are made righteous, and that by his stripes we are healed. Oh, blessed be his holy name. While understanding and proclaiming just who Jesus is, and what his sacrifice upon the cross of Calvary means to you and I today. In this day, it is my desire to look at the importance of our remembering the heart of love, the love of Jesus given to you and I. Today I desire to look into a portion of Scripture with you as we learn from the Holy Word of God as to why we often and routinely pause from our prayer, from our ongoing teachings, even pausing for a time from our outward expression of praise and worship, all to remember the love of Christ for you and I. Open with me, if you will. Open with me to my referencing text today, found in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 53. Here within the word of the Lord, as given to the prophet Isaiah, the Lord gives to you and I today a description of Christ Jesus. Long before he became God incarnate, long before Jesus was given to mankind as a child, born in Bethlehem, the prophet Isaiah wrote unto the house of Israel and to you and I today. He wrote of the glory of Jesus, Emmanuel. He wrote of the sufferings that he would endure and experience as he poured out his love for you. Beginning with verse 1 of Isaiah 53, I'm reading from the King James. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And now speaking of his meek and lowly coming into the world. Verse 2. For he, Jesus Christ, shall grow up before him, the Father, as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. And then in prophetic form, speaking of the acceptance of Christ Jesus as the Son of God and Savior to mankind. Verse 3, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed or respected him not. And speaking to you and I directly, speaking of the love and the ministry of Jesus Christ and man's response. Verse 4, surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Although man believed he was punished by God. Verse 5, but he was wounded. He endured the pain of affliction for our transgressions. He was bruised by our iniquities, for our behavior. The chastisement of our peace, our forgiveness, and reunification with the Father was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes, church, he is our healer. Verse 6, and all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity, or the penalty, of us all. He was oppressed, verse 7, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Verse 8, he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. Verse 9, he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence. Neither was any deceit or untruth in his mouth. Verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Church, here the Aramaic scripture reads in the very same verses. The Aramaic scripture reads as such. Yet it pleased the Lord to afflict him. He has put him to grief. He laid down his life as an offering for sin, that posterity may see, and his days shall be prolonged, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the reward of his travail of his soul, and be satisfied with the knowledge. He shall justify the righteous, for he is a servant of many, and he shall bear their sin. May the Lord give understanding to the reading of his word. How many of you can say, I want to thank you, God, for the word of my Savior, giving me a full and complete description of his ministry then, now, and forever. Blessed be the precious name of Jesus. As we study the word of God today, we give honor, church. We give honor and glory unto the one. Oh, glory to God. We give honor and glory unto Christ Jesus and him alone. As we give remembrance today of him and his work for you and I. As we prepare our heart and soul to come to the Lord's table. When we look at the question that I posed today. Why ought we pause routinely to simply remember the love of God imparted unto you through Christ Jesus? If you can say to that question, if you can say, Pastor, if I were asked, I may not be able to give a clear response. I want you to take note today. The Word of God speaks to you, the child of God, of the need to pause and remember Christ Jesus. To remember Christ Jesus aside from all of the other activities that we perform and we do and we participate with within and without the church. Remember Christ Jesus. Throughout the Gospels, the book of Acts, and specifically in 1 Corinthians, the Lord's Supper is referenced. Jesus taught, do this in remembrance of me. Pause. Stop. I want you to come together. I want you to be focused on your remembering of my sacrifice. Lord's Supper, consisting of the elements, the bread and the fruit of the vine, the symbols of the atoning sacrifice of the body of Jesus and our faith in him. is it that you are to be in remembrance of? Apostle Peter wrote to all those who have obtained faith, to you and I today. He wrote to all those who have obtained faith in Christ Jesus, therefore, brothers, be diligent to confirm your calling. Be diligent to confirm your faith in Christ Jesus. Become partakers of the divine nature of God. Practice the qualities. And he goes on to speak, become partakers of godliness, brotherly affection, love, self-control. Practice the qualities that grow within as you walk in faith. 2 Peter 1, and I read from the ESV, reminds us here we find that we are to be mindful of his divine power. Has granted unto you and I, granted unto us, he writes, all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. Oh, my Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for the power of the word. All things that pertain to life and godliness is found in the very word of God that the Lord God has given us through and by Christ Jesus. Verse 4, by which he has granted unto us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of his divine nature. You see, church, all that Jesus Christ is, the very word of God, through the very word of God, you become partakers of the very divine nature of the Lord Jesus. In order, he says here, because of the fact that you have escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful nature. You are partakers of the nature, of the divine nature of God. Having escaped by the power of the Lord Jesus, you have escaped the very destructions, the corruption of the world. I want to thank my God. The enemy no longer has a hold. The enemy can no longer come in and affect and pull absent of your permission by the power of the word of God. You are held strong in the name of Jesus. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. You see, church, in this light, the Lord's Supper is your declaration, a confirmation before God and before man that you are living a life of sacrifice unto the Lord. That your faith is holding firm in the strength of the word of God. Declaring, Lord God, I have been removed from the very corruption of the world. Amen. You are a child of God. The partaking in the sacrament is a memorial of his suffering and death. His deliverance and his redemption offered, and the prophecy of his second coming. Oh, glory to God. 1 Corinthians 11, 26 gives to us, for as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you do show or declare the Lord's death till he comes. Oh, blessed be his name. What I would like for you to see here today is this. In that partaking of the Lord's Supper, the child of God declares the Lord's death until he comes. We ask today, Why did Christ Jesus go to the cross? The one who is despised and rejected of men of glory, the one who bore all of our griefs and carries our sorrows, the one chosen of God to shoulder the iniquities of mankind. Look with me to our text today, Isaiah 53 and 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised. We ask why he went to the cross. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We are healed.
Amen.
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Glory. We not only proclaim the facts of his death, his divine resurrection, his ascension unto the Father, and his second coming of glory, but in remembrance of Christ Jesus at the celebration of the Lord's Supper, we proclaim, we declare our participation in his divine life-giving nature by his divine power. He grants us all things that pertain to life and godliness. As you stand firm in your faith in Christ Jesus, it is he who grants your every need for this journey and life everlasting. Oh, glory to God. Amen. We declare, church, we declare the receiving of the gift of eternal life. Life and life more abundantly comes only through Christ Jesus. Blessed be his holy name. Back to verse 5 of Isaiah 53. And he laid down his life for our transgressions. He was wounded. He was whipped. His side was speared. His hands and feet were nail pierced. He wore a crown of thorns for my transgressions. Precious Jesus. For my transgressions. Transgressions meaning my rebellion against God. My sins were represented in the nails placed in his hands. My sins were represented in the thorns piercing his head. He was bruised for my iniquities. Can we say that together? He was bruised for my iniquities. We take ownership of the bruising that my Lord Jesus, my Redeemer, suffered upon that cross. Iniquities, meaning my punishment. My chastisement of my peace was upon him. The discipline for my peace. My completeness, my righteousness in God. And with his stripes, I am healed. He is my Jehovah Rapha. He is my healer. He is my physician. By him I am healed. Today we can give God praise. For in him, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things, what does the word of God give to us out of 2 Corinthians? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I am not the man that I was without Christ. I am not the individual. I don't think the same way. I don't walk the same way. I don't talk the same way. way. I give my life to Christ in Him that I may become all new in Him. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. I'm reminded today of a song of old. It was titled, "Look What the Lord Has Done." You know, there, a man might not always see it. But when you are saved by the grace of God, you know the difference within. Those lyrics went like this: He saved me, He cleansed me. He turned my life around. He set my feet on solid ground. I want to thank my God today. The words go on to say, I'm going to praise His name. Each day, He's just the same. Look what the Lord has done. Blessed be the holy name of Jesus today, church. I don't know about you. I don't know, but what I can tell you is, He's healed my body. He's touched my mind. When I look back, I can say He saved me just in time. Oh, praise His holy name. As we pause and consider the love of Christ Jesus today, as we pause in this very moment, can you say your heart is filled with love, with honor, and praise for His saving grace and for His saving power? Hallelujah. Can you put your hands together for the Lord Jesus today? Bless His holy name. I want to thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, church. He who sits high and looks low, the word of God declares over you, He is the Lord thy God that healeth thee. He removeth your sins and transgressions as far as the east is from the west.
Amen.
He restoreth my soul. He leadeth you in the paths of righteousness, all for His name's sake. Oh, glory to God. For as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. Church, as you declare His death till He comes. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Amen. In the partaking, church, in the partaking of the Lord's Supper, you are declaring that Christ died for the sins of His people. You are expressing your faith in the blessings and the benefits which come by and through His death and resurrection. You are declaring your gratitude, your thankfulness till He comes. You are able to lift your voice today before the Lord and before the people of God in the very same manner as the psalmist wrote, I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, oh, my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives, oh Lord Jesus, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, church. I want to thank my Lord God. He brings your feet out of the muck and the mire. He sets your feet. He plants you on a solid rock. And He than a hollow ritual about Christ. The Lord's Supper, the receiving of the sacrament, the receiving of the bread and the fruit of the vine commemorates and celebrates the impartation of forgiveness and reconciliation with the Father God. Our Father God, He desires for you to stand firm in the blessings and the benefits that come by and through Jesus Christ, His blessed Son. At the Lord's table, church, the people of God focus both on the cross and our risen Lord. In this remembrance, you are called to remember our redemption through Christ Jesus. We acknowledge at the Lord's table. And the child of God is affirmed by the command of Christ Jesus, do this in remembrance of me. In this moment, you are called to the table of accountability. The Apostle Paul addressed and corrected the Corinthians as they were merging their personal fellowship with the Lord's Supper. He called upon them to examine their failures, their lack of recognizing their coming together as holy unto the Lord. Within 1 Corinthians 11, you will find he summarizes his reminder that coming to the Lord's table is to give remembrance, honor, and glory unto the Lord Jesus. As we come together in His name, in understanding His love for you and I today, we love Him because He first loved us. In the same manner as the Corinthians, each child of God, is called upon by the Lord to examine themselves. From our text today, the word of the Lord gives to you and I. All we, verse 6, are like sheep. You have gone astray, the word of God is saying. Each one of us, by the works of the flesh, we seek to go in our own way. And the Lord has laid upon Him the iniquity, the failures of us all. Romans 3 and 25, Jesus Christ, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation, a sacrifice, through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. 1 John 2 and 2, and He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Church, as we come before the Lord's table in remembrance of His love freely given, we see from the Word of God, 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, whosoever... Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, Many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Church, here it is recognized by the word of the Lord that for anyone that eats and drinks of the Lord's body, as you partake of the elements, doing so in a state of irreverence, in a state of non-examination before the Lord, not only neutralizes the blessings of the sacrament, but reverses when treated with disrespect. The bread and the cup of the Lord's table bring no benefit for the one who chooses to remain in a flagrant disobedience and unrepentance before the Lord. For this reason, let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, the word of God says, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. I want to thank my God that He has provided for my redemption. He has provided for the sins of life to be forgiven. He has provided my Savior, my Redeemer, Christ Jesus. We remember today God's love for you. Jesus, the sacrifice of God. We remember Jesus because He was given by God. He is your Redeemer. He is your Deliverer. He is your righteousness. We remember Jesus, the precious Lamb of God. God's love for you. He is your redeeming power. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. We give Him all praise, honor, and glory. I want you to participate with us as we prepare our heart and our mind for coming to the Lord's table. Participate with us with this selection, I Speak Jesus. Declare here today, in His name, there is power. In His name, there is healing. In His name, there is life. Oh, hallelujah. There is power to break down every stronghold. In His name, there is life and life anew. I want to speak in the name of Jesus.
I just wanna speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just wanna speak. dark.